Dave Shondy Smart joining me on the program. How are you doing today?
Very well, thanks.
Good. You're going to be in Canmore on March 24th as part of the Unvino Novellis event at the Rose and Crown. You've got a new work. I know your last book, A Youth Wasted Climbing, was an acclaimed memoir. You're trying something a little bit different here with Above the Reich. What's this book all about?
It's about a young climber in Munich in the 30s and 40s and his journey from discovering the mountains and his struggle with things happening in mountain climbing and society in Germany at the time, such as the overtaking of some of mountain climbing by anti-Semitists and Nazis and his struggle to keep himself out of that.
Why'd you want to set a climbing book against the backdrop of World War II like this?
It's a period that's always interested me a lot because there was obviously a lot happening in the world at the time. I've always been fascinated by the tension in German climbing at that time between, you know, highly idealistic, romantic views of the mountains and more opportunistic ideological approaches that the Nazis and other people had, where they saw mountain climbing as an expression of German superiority.
Was this based on any true events or true stories?
Well, there's a lot of historical facts, although the people in most of the places are fictional. The historical background is factual of the things happening in German climbing and in Germany in general at the time. Although there were historical figures in German climbing who benefited from Nazism by aligning themselves, at least with what they said, there were also a lot of people who rejected it outright, and some of them paid pretty high prices for doing that.
A bit of a different style, again, than your last book. Your last book was a memoir. This one is, as you mentioned, historical fiction. Was it a challenge to write a fiction book, or how was the process different for you?
As a first novel, yeah, it was definitely a challenge, and I was able to work very much with Jerry Auld and Dustin Lynx from my publisher, and making up stories about people who never existed, doing things that never happened, takes a lot more imagination than writing nonfiction.
Are you happy with the finished product?
I am delighted with the finished product. I think people are going to be very impressed because it also includes some images and things from the time, as well as a beautiful cover by Patty Diamond from Kenmore.
Fantastic. It sounds like you've used a lot of local talent.
Yeah, the amount of expertise in literature and publishing in the Bow River Valley area is really incredible. It's totally disproportionate to the population there.
For sure. Dave Shondy Smart is one of the authors who will be presenting, one of six authors presenting at Unvino Novellis. Again, that's Thursday, March 24th, Rose and Crown Dining Room at 7 o'clock. It's free and open to all. He will also have copies of his brand new book available for purchase at the event. Above the Reich is the name of this one. David, thanks for joining me on the show today.
Thank you very much.